Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional across the daily country of ours, welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, you mob. We're going to jump straight in and talk to the beautiful ladies from Marawa Law. We have Michaela and Alex who come to join us here in the studios. And the topic today, Telstra faces $50 million fines for exploiting Indigenous customers. Ladies, very good morning. How are you both?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks.
Really good, thank you.
Fantastic. Michaela, start with you. Who are your mob? Where are you from?
So my name's Michaela. I'm a proud Torres Strait Islander woman with family connections to Mobiog Island.
Okay, fantastic. Alex, who are your mob?
And I'm Alexandra Hohoi, and I've got family ties to Murray Island. Very proud Torres Islander woman.
Yes, proud. Fantastic. Thank you guys coming to the table. Look, a very important conversation here. Telstra faces $50 million fines for exploiting Indigenous customers. To me, it was probably a drop in the ocean for Telstra, but tell us what they did and how they were fined. Start with, the introduction into that situation. Alex, start with you, sister.
So Telstra has admitted that it breached consumer law after they unethically sold mobile phone plans to over 108 Indigenous customers who could not afford them and didn't understand the mobile phone contracts they were on.
So how did this happen?
Telstra is the main service provider in remote communities, the Indigenous customers were going into those stores to get a new phone and were signing contracts for high premium phone plans, which they did not understand and were unable to afford. So as we all know, many of the Indigenous customers spoke English as a second or third language out there. They had difficulties understanding Telstra's written contracts, were unemployed and relied on government benefits or pensions as their primary source of income. So what essentially the Telstra staff members were doing was they weren't providing a full and proper explanation of the mobile phone contract and were falsely telling Indigenous customers that the products they would receive were for free or including products such as overseas data allowances that they would not need.
So what was the consequence of these mobile phone contracts? Back to you, Alex.
So the mob and the Indigenous customers purchasing the phones were thinking that they were getting a cheap plan or even a free plan, only later to be billed with $2,000 fines or more, exceeding their data allowance or phone usage.
And so with that, the Indigenous customers had an average debt, yeah, of how much?
They had an average debt of $7,500 each, with one customer having almost $19,000 in debt. They were experiencing severe personal financial hardship and also the distress of not understanding contracts and dealing with debt collectors regularly.
So what rights did their mob as customers have?
So under the Australian consumer law, all customers have certain rights when they buy any product or service, which also includes a mobile phone service. So these include your rights to repair, replace or get a refund, as well as compensation for any damages or losses. So the Indigenous customers made a complaint to the ACCC, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, about the problems they were experiencing with Telstra and the service that they were providing to them. And once the ACCC became aware of what was happening to the customers in the remote communities, the ACCC launched an 18-month investigation into Telstra's conduct.
So what did the ACCC investigation find out?
So the ACCC investigation looked into the Telstra mobile phone plans that were entered into with the Indigenous customers between January 2016 to August 2018. The ACCC found that Telstra acted unconscionably when it signed up 108 Indigenous customers to the phone plans, which they could not afford or understand the contract. It was also found that the Telstra staff were signing up the customers on the same day they visited the store. The staff were also falsely indicating that the customers were employed so that they could pass the credit assessment and enter into the mobile phone contract, knowing well that they were receiving government benefits. They were also taking advantage of Indigenous customers' social language, literacy and cultural vulnerabilities in order to make a quick sale. So overall, the investigation is a reminder to all businesses to make sure that they are complying with the Australian Consumer Law when dealing with customers, especially vulnerable customers in regional or remote communities.
Exactly. So what happens now?
Yeah, so since the outcome of the ACCC investigation, Telstra has taken steps to waive the debts and refund the money paid by the 108 Indigenous customers. Telstra has also agreed to pay a penalty of $50 million, and that decision will be made by the federal court at a later date.
So when you say they've made the decision or agreed to pay $50 million, but the decision is made by the federal court, so it's not confirmed that there's $50 million.
It hasn't been confirmed at this point. The judge will have to make the final decision at the end of the day.
Yeah, okay. So where can I go if help if I am experiencing issues with mobile phone service provider, for example?
So if you are experiencing problems with your mobile service provider or struggling to pay a bill on time due to financial difficulties, first place you should go is your mobile service provider.
Mm-hmm.
But if you cannot resolve your problem or you feel like you might have been in a similar situation, you can make a complaint to the ACCC. Their number is 1300 302 502, or you can make an inquiry at www.accc.gov.au.
Oh, fantastic. So it just goes to show, ladies, that no matter how big you are as a company, you still got to abide by the rules and respect your customers.
Yep, that's right.
Because we're all customers and have got rights.
That's it, especially under the Australian Consumer Law.
Yes, so we're all protected. So, look, a slap on the wrist here for Telstra.
Huge slap.
Yeah, huge slap.
they deserve it.
yeah, they deserve it, but probably pittance to how much money we're talking here, to how much money they make. But, look, there it is. You need to abide by the rules and respect the customers and abide by the rules of ACCC. Because someone's watching you and they need to be policed, the big companies, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
Right, fantastic. Ladies, thank you very much for coming in. Who is Murrow Law?
So Murrow Law is the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm that specialises in commercial and Indigenous land law. If you'd like to contact us, please do. Call us on 07404130888.
All right, to Delhi. Thank you very much, ladies. All the best to you and your beautiful team. Big shout out to the girls there. Big shout out to Leah Cameron, the director and the principal of the firm. And look, represent, leading from the front, girls.
Thank you. Girls can do anything.
Thank you so much.
To Delhi, girls. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there with the girls from Murrow Law. That's Alex and Michaela. And look, a very juicy conversation there regarding Telstra, who faces $50 million fines for exploiting Indigenous customers. And there was about 108 Indigenous customers who could not afford to pay back the phone bills in regard to the phone contracts. But they did exploit. And look, they are going through the courts and it's not looking pretty for Telstra. But there's ACCC at the table as well supporting our people. But to all customers, he said, look before you leap and do your homework. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, that deadly number 1-800-422-416. Too deadly.
folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakuri, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, new graduates take flight with Aboriginal Employment Strategy traineeships. The AES, fantastic. Going to catch over yarn there with Sister Christy Masala, CEO of AES, Aboriginal Employment Strategy. On the line, Christy, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. I'm counting down those days till Christmas, hey?
Merry Christmas to you. Kuri New Year, sis.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Mm-hmm. So, kind of been set up here in Sydney for the last 25 years, but I'm a Murray. I'm from central Queensland.
Represent.
Representing. So, got two places that I call home now. Gadigal country down here, but Drumble country is my hometown.
All right, fantastic. Well, big shout out to all your mob there. Now, this is a fantastic opportunity for our mob. It's mainly school-based traineeship, Commonwealth Bank branch and all the different industries and companies out there. New graduates take flight with Aboriginal Employment Strategy traineeship. So bring us to the table and explain the successful thumbs up movement there.
Yeah, so we've been running school-based traineeships and full-time traineeships for a long time now, and they're a great way for young people to set up a career, not just a job.
Yes.
We've got some really deadly corporate partners that we work with around the country who are keen to create some opportunities for the mob through traineeships and also apprenticeships, and nothing's off the table. Any industry, any type of job, we can secure traineeships and apprenticeships in. And we've just had a whole big group graduate recently, so we're really proud of them. And they're going to go off now and start their careers and their flash jobs that they got.
Let's talk school-based traineeships. So we're talking grade 11 and 12s. They do the traineeship with an employment, with a company to be employed while finishing off their high school certificate. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, not every young person is, you know, a big fan of school or, you know, may not wish to be going on to university, so they may not need an ATAR score. So school-based traineeships and apprenticeships are a great way for young people just to start working, kind of suss out, you know, have a go at doing a few different careers before they finish high school. So, you know, like most of us, most of us didn't know what we wanted to do when we finished school. So,
well, there's 45-year-olds out there who don't know what they're going to do with their life.
Yeah,
you know,
true,
so it's all good.
So it's a nice way just to, you know, get a bit of a flavour for a certain job, you know. And then a lot of our trainees that do their school-based traineeships, some of them go on and get full-time jobs with that same employer when they finish school and stay in the same industry.
Yes.
Other ones say, right, I enjoyed that, but that's not for me. I want to try something else now.
Cool.
At least they've had a bit of, you know, a bit of exposure to different opportunities.
Well, all throughout our lives, I mean, you look at an adult life, we may go through about five different career paths anyway, you know? So
yeah,
it's nothing
so
new.
True.
Yeah, nothing new.
So true.
So they do the traineeship and what have you. And the other thing that's exciting is companies or industries are at the table with their arms open, so to speak. And if you've got a young brother or sister who's looking at a field that's not at the table, then AES will find that company or that industry to match them up, marry them up, yes?
Yeah, that's so true. So, I mean, we've been working with some big employers for a long time. So each year they provide opportunities for us. But at the same time as well, we get some young ones and saying, we'll approach us and say, look, you know, I'm really interested in going into, let me think of a good example we've had recently. Sports journalism or... You know, more and more young ones want to do IT now. So, you know, a lot of young people approach us for sort of a little bit unique areas or the kind of you know, the ones that are really popular with the young ones, and we'll reach out to some corporate partners and see if they're happy to take on a trainee.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, we're talking about a forever changing world, a 21st century. I mean, there's industries out there that haven't even started yet, and our kids are getting into those so-called industries, aren't they?
Yep, and I hear the, what is it, machinery or those automated robots and stuff. Technology now.
So, robot, bring me bouillon rice and cup of tea. Powder milk, four sugars. Shut up.
So we might, I wonder what Blackfella robots would be like, eh?
Which way? What do I need tonight? I'm bringing it now. Oh, that's deadly. Fantastic. But also you help people who've left school as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, this year we had a Corey lady graduate. She's 40 years old, finished her traineeship.
So go, sister.
Traineeships aren't just for young ones.
Yes.
Sometimes it's about, you know, like you said, you go through a couple of different careers throughout your life. And, you know, I reckon even this year with COVID, people have had to reskill, go into different areas. So, you know, it's never you're never too old to do a traineeship and an apprenticeship as well. So, sky's the limit, hey?
Yeah, too deadly. So, look, a proven success. Aboriginal Employment Strategy is doing their bit, getting our mob employed, trained up, and also career paths. It is fantastic. How long have you been CEO there, Christy?
Oh, this is my seventh year now.
Go, so girl.
I'm racking up them years, but, yeah, loving the AES. And
good.
Yeah, feel very proud to be part of a company that's making some real change and creating some real opportunities. So,
good.
Yeah, it's pretty deadly.
So for our young ones, all schools around the country are well aware of AES?
Yeah, I don't know. We're not in every part of the country.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So not every school will know about it. But
so can parents get in touch with you for their child who's not who that school doesn't know anything about AES? Or?
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe the best way is to get onto our website. It's aes.org.au. Or grab a pen and I'll give you the free call number, everyone. It's 1-300-855-347. That's a free call.
That's 1-300-855-347, free call.
That's it, yeah, free call. And then we can link you up with the closest AES office near you. Good. And hopefully we can hook you up with an opportunity.
All right, that's for the young ones at school, but for brothers and sisters out there who are looking at apprenticeship, they can still contact you, yes?
Yep. Same number. Ooh. All our teams work with everybody in the community. Yep.
Deadly. All right, fantastic. Look, a beautiful yarn. Thank you very much. Success breeds success. And you're kicking goals there, my sister. And apparently you're going to be in Townsville in February for the All-Stars game.
Yeah, that's it. We're proud to be one of the sponsors for the All-Stars
Deadly.
This year.
So good.
I might have to hook you up with an AES jersey.
Yeah, there you go, sister. We were meant to talk today. That's too deadly.
I'm looking forward to getting back near home. So.
All right, my sister. Well, thank you for the yarn. All the best to you and your team, your family. Stay safe and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Take it easy. See you.
Sis, bye-bye. Bye. A beautiful yarn. Christy Misala, her name is, and she's the CEO of Aboriginal Employment Strategy, AES, and talking about the fantastic new graduates taking flight with Aboriginal Employment Strategy traineeships. So we're talking about school-based traineeships, but also I just found out, I didn't realise, but for you mob out there who are out of work or you're in a job but you don't like the industry, don't like the job, you're looking for a change. Change is the engine of growth, I always say. Change is good as a holiday. You can contact the AES, Australian Employment Strategy, on that deadly free call number, 1-300-855-347. And just say, hey, I want to try an apprenticeship in electrical field or become a chippy or whatever. And change is good as a holiday. So look into it and have a chat to those guys. And big shout out to AES, helping our young ones, for young ones out there who are not, tickle pink about education. Then they can step into the path here if they don't want to go to university. So fantastic. And they're kicking some good goals. I know we're here at Bumma Bipra Media. We work closely with a lot of high schools here in Cairns and take on kids here at school-based traineeship and getting their certificate 2 or 3 in media. So fantastic. All right, you can have your say. Call us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn of a Trendy Trev Murray from Recurry. Too deadly.
Taking your Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show. BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn then with Tom Kadamandra. He's a graduate from the Aboriginal Employment Strategy Trainees. Got him on the line. Tom, very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, of course. So my mob down here is the Wanneroo tribe, and I live in Singleton in New South Wales.
All right, fantastic. And congratulations. And regarding your traineeship, tell us what you did, where from here, and tell us how you're travelling, brother.
Yeah, of course. So this year I did a full-time traineeship, like you said, with the AES at the Commonwealth Bank in finance.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving into the new year next year, I'm moving down to Melbourne to Monash University to do an undergraduate degree in psychology.
All right, fantastic. So the Commonwealth Bank, that's a traineeship, how long did that go for?
So this year was just the 1 year full time, but then I also did 2 years as a school based trainee in my senior years of high school.
All right, fantastic. So it's set a foundation in regard to your adult world and your future, so to speak. And now you're looking at going into university study. What are you looking at studying, sorry?
Psychology.
All right, fantastic. And look, great. It's from money to mine, I was just talking to you. So a change. And like I was saying, this day and age, adult life, you go through about six different job industries or job transfers, so to speak. So from bank now to psychology. So the future looks bright for you, Tom.
Yeah, exactly right, and like that's what I mean. So, like exactly what you said. Now I know that I honestly never ever saw myself working in a bank. Like growing up, if you never would have told me I would have worked in a bank, I would have told you that you were kidding yourself.
Counting other people's money.
Literally, yeah, that's what I mean. And then now, like I couldn't imagine having not done this experience. I absolutely loved it, and I know that. As a backup, I've always got this here because I know that I literally love doing my job, yeah.
Sure. So you had a passion for psychology. Look, we, as long as we're on planet Earth, we're going to be dealing with people. And knowing how people think and to study that is a fantastic tool or fantastic career path.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. I've literally just ever since probably about the start of high school, I've always just been obsessed, like you said, with how people think. The way people react to different things, that is literally just, and like the human brain, I think, is just absolutely so interesting. But that has just really driven me to want to do psychology.
All right, so regarding the study, getting your bachelor's degree in psychology, how long does that run for?
So that goes for 4 years down there.
All right, and have you been to the Big Smokes or lived in the Big Smokes before?
No, I'm born and bred here in Singleton Country, New South Wales. No, never. Never lived there, but I'm very excited to get a taste of the city experience, yeah.
Good. So, of course, you would have had a conversation with Monash University and in regard to dealing with other First Nation people who are at the university studying, so there would be a good network there and good friendship building.
Yeah, no, they've got a great community down there. They even last year when I was just applying to the university, they flew me down there to meet with actually the head of their Indigenous centre down there. And cool. they are such a strong knit community down there. They're amazing.
So it makes you feel welcome and fantastic. So in regard to Aboriginal Employment Strategy, AES, and the work they've done in regard to getting you through your school-based traineeship, 1 year working there with Commonwealth Bank, it's a good pathway. You could recommend that to other brothers and sisters coming through the ranks?
Oh, God, yeah, no, 100%. I literally, AES have been the biggest support to me over the past 3 years. And like I said, I honestly am such the biggest advocate for it now. Like, the work that they do for everyone is absolutely amazing and giving Indigenous people all over Australia. This opportunity is just absolutely unreal.
Sure, fantastic. Well, look, it's a great story, Tom, and I want to keep an eye on you and your progress through your life as getting your bachelor degree in psychology and leading from the front, my brother, and keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for the yarn and all the best to you.
No worries. Thank you, Trevor. You too.
Take care, Tom. Bye-bye.
No worries. Thanks, Trevor. Bye.
Adela Young there, Tom Cater Mandra, his name is, and he did the traineeship with AES, Aboriginal Employment Strategy, and he did with Commonwealth Bank, and after training through high school, did a year working with them, but found his calling in life. He's off to Melbourne, Monash University, studied a bachelor degree in psychology, and highly recommends to all our young ones out there, if you're looking at a pathways in regarding work or traineeship, Aboriginal Employment Strategy, and they also take on people who've left school. So for the adults out there, if you're in a job or don't like what you're doing or you're looking for something to do or want to get your hands into some sort of industry, then contact Aboriginal Employment Strategy and they can lead you on that path. So fantastic. Too Deadly Mob, have you say yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, and based here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. Give Murray a call. Let's have a yarn, 1-800-422-416. And Murray Christmas, Koori New Year. Give us a call. Have your say.
Power to the people. Power to this land. Power to this nation. Power to make us stand for a just democracy, for equal opportunity. To pity the conditions of a people in exile to repel in freedom. This redemption song was composed to unite us more. To pity the future for our children. Where we going, nobody knows.
Where we going, nobody knows.
The more that we exchange, the more we hold. Power to the people. Power to this nation, power to make us stand, here we go now.
Power to the people,
I say power, yeah.
Freedom for all your children, yeah. Where we going, nobody knows.
Where we going, nobody knows.
We see the more that we survive, the more we grow.
We got to protect and restore values in our
to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Time for a sweet cream bun.
T.I. taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run, Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
Thank you. to sit and play his guitar. Loves to play music, balls and driving that car. And then before he knows it, the car phone rings. Boss says,
hurry up, you can't pick up this thing, what?
G.I. taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? G.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Alan's working hard on pension day, then he hears,
hey driver, you going that way?
We only live across the street,
but your cool taxi sure beats the heat.
Mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Ani lugu la, ani kimu bilala, gamalu, ani.